And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
Another dosage of decibels with the sounds that resound. This is Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and that was Splendora with You're Standing on My Neck. And listeners of a certain vintage, myself included, will recognize that song as the theme song to Daria, the beloved MTV animated series. Coming up, well, we have a lot of good stuff coming up this week. We have Beastie Boys, we have some Clash, but we're going to get things started off with Steppenwolf.
Thank you. glass. Oh Lord, I popped a lot of pills. But I've never touched nothing that my spirit could kill. You know I've seen a lot of people walking around with tombstones in their eyes. But the butcher don't care. Ah, if you live or if you die. God damn the pusher. In his hand. Oh, but the butcher is a monster. Good God, he's not a natural man. The dealer, oh, Nicola, to sell you lots of sweet dreams. Pusher on your body, love will leave your mind to scream. God damn, on the pusher.
dream last night was about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the Piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through a valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess was there to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. The true blind mice was there with me to tell the teddy bear the tale. The teddy bear came smiling there with a big smile. The little Bo Peep has lost her sheep last night. Dream last night about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the Piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with the princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess did a reggae, reggae, reggae last night. Last night was about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the Piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with the princess by my side. I did the reggae, reggae last night with the princess, my bride. The Duke and the Duchess was there with me to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. I did the reggae, 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 reggae last night. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Do the reggae, 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 reggae last night.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Somewhere baby. Somehow I know it, baby.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place.
Girl, there's a better life for me and you. Believe me, baby. I know it, baby. You know it too.
Tell you that I like you, but I don't really have too much to lose. And I could learn your favorite song and play it on my guitar, and I'll probably sing it all wrong, but it might catch your attention. And I don't know your favorite song, but it's probably by Mars Volta, because he said he really likes that when we talked and I listened. Yeah, I listened. Told me last night that I had inside my head, like that yellow is your favorite because it's a happy color, and that you have been sad for as long as you remember, and that the way your kitchen looked made you upset because it was a mess, and well, that's the way things look when you're depressed and sat across the room on that rocking chair you said you hate because it is so loud, and I wish that you had sat next to me on the couch. That this list is too long, that I can't fit all these things into a song and still keep your attention. So I'm trying hard to mention some important things that I feel will really demonstrate just how well that I listened. Like how you said with tears in your eyes that you wish that being grateful was enough to keep you from feeling sad all the time, and that your favorite flowers are impatience, and that when you love somebody, you wait patiently for them, and that your favorite movie is The Shawshank Redemption, and that serenity means listening to the water down at Tukwan Glen, and how you make poor decisions with the people that you choose to date, and you'll probably think I'm crazy for this, and I tell you that I don't give a shit, but that would be a lie because I care what you think about me, and I just really desperately want to be your next poor decision. Be your next poor decision. Your next poor decision. And I could learn your favorite song and play it on my guitar, and I'll probably sing it all wrong, but it might catch your affection. And I don't know your favorite song, but it might be by Mars Volta, cause he said you really liked that fucking song. And I listened.
And that's Apes of the State with I Listened. Apes of the State is a four-piece band out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, styled as folk slash pop slash punk. And I think that song makes the case. That's a very good song. Came across it randomly, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed playing it. Before that, we had The Animals, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, John Holt with Alibaba, and Steppenwolf, The Pusher. Coming up next, we have the song that won the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest.
Power. In some respects, I suspect you've got a respectable side. When pushed and pulled and pressured, you seldom run and hide. But it's for someone else's benefit, not for what you wanna do. Until I realize that you've realized, I'm gonna say these words to you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You do as you're told. Just as a child, a 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless, and I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told.
Same clothes, can't be filled. Same, and kiss the dry lips.
Started it off with ABBA, Waterloo, the song that won the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest. Look it up. Beastie Boys, We Got The from To The Five Boroughs, their penultimate rap album. They would release a instrumental album afterwards and then go into Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. And then we had White Stripes, You Don't Know What Love Is, You Just Do As You're Told from their final album, Icky Thump. And that there was Blur with End of a Century from their breakthrough album, Park Life. And before we go into our final dealing, here's a legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all #AloneTogether. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
There's a long Bob Dylan song coming up, so I want you to be prepared for that, but it's one of his finest works. But first, it's festival season, don't you know? So in commemoration of this, Glastonbury is coming up, a music festival I have not been to, but would die to go to. So we're going to play two for you from David Bowie's acclaimed appearance at the 2000 festival. Here's two from David Bowie.
Yeah. Postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. And someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend, you'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood with his memories in a trunk. Passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." Can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row, across the street they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here a spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, "Get out of here. Don't know, Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row." At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yesterday, about the time the dawn I broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
That was The Clash with Somebody Got Murdered off of 1981's triple album Sandinista. Before that, Bob Dylan, Desolation Row, the closer to 1965's Highway 61 Revisited, one of two albums released that year, each indelible in their imprint on the cultural knowledge. And then we had two by David Bowie from 2000 Glastonbury Festival, Fame and All the Young Dudes, which he wrote originally for Mott the Hoople. They were getting nowhere fast. They were about to break up. He didn't want them to, so he wrote them a song. And it was a very good song, and it got them a few more years. And David Bowie would wind up performing it himself as the years went by. And that's all you get this week on Great Songs But Nothing Good. Tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different.
To get away. Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier.